Welcome back to the Press Box and our early edition of the racing preview with my great friend, Mr. Dave Baker.
Gino, what we call bonus coverage on Derby Week, and we'd like to remind folks it's Press Box, and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Okay, so, of course, tomorrow we'll be back. We'll have our full Derby card, including team selections and selections for the whole weekend. You can find it at thepressboxlts.com. But, Mr. McLean, let's go ahead and turn our attention today to the Kentucky Oaks. And, first of all, your kind of 30,000-foot view of this one.
Well, Buzzy, you know, I'm just happy that we've got an Oaks Derby to celebrate. And in this year where we've had so much change, so much transition, so many things canceled, postponed, and all of the things that have happened throughout the year, it's just great to see that we have the Oaks and the Derby. And while there won't be no fans in attendance, you and I both know there will be plenty of fans watching, and particularly here in the Commonwealth where the event means so much to all of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so it is going to be different, but I think it was the Churchill track announcer the other day at the draw that he said it may be different, but the roses are still red in September, and that's the whole deal. And so Gene, I guess as we start to break down this race for folks, I mean, you've obviously got to look at a couple, I think, and obviously Gamine and what she's been able to do for Bob Baffert, and then Swiss Skydivers. Say that three times fast.
Well, you know, Buzzy, it may be one of the deepest and talented seals we've seen in the Oaks in quite some time. I mean, you know, it's just an excellent group of fillies, and with a lot of them have credentials behind their names. Obviously, a lot of the attention will be focused towards the two that you mentioned, Gamine and Swiss Skydiver, and rightfully so. But Donna Veloci has been tremendous. She's raced four times in her career. She's won two times. She ran second two times. She beat Speech. Speech, you know, ran a great race against Gamine, only losing by a neck. So, you know, those two certainly have credentials. And then Tempers Rising may be the most legitimate of the closers and, you know, and offer some real value, because I think she'll be in the double digits and maybe even in the high double digits as far as the odds are concerned. So there's some balance. There's some legitimate speed. There's some legitimate closers. There's a world of talent, Buzzy, and that's what you're looking for when you get to a grade one race, particularly this time of year.
You know, Gene, it's interesting. You know, the Derby, I think the field is certainly much different this year, and you've got a ton of talent when that race is the first Saturday in May, but kind of like a one and done in basketball. Some of it may not quite be developed yet, and it's not unusual for us to see horses that get to the gate in the Derby. Sometimes they don't run that well there, but then they come back and they mature and they have great, great campaigns and careers. And it seems like just the opposite has happened with the fillies, who have been able to develop with this extra time. And like you said, it's a standout field.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the quality is from top to bottom. And really, you know, and I talked with Bob Baffert earlier in the week, and, you know, we were talking about Gamine and how special she truly is. And he said, you know, I mean, he said, yeah, she's really good, but he goes, and maybe one of the better fillies I've had in quite some time. And, you know, he just won the Oaks with Abel Tasman.
Right.
And, you know, and then he goes, but, you know, that Speech is pretty good. You know, we only beat her in that, and that Swiss Skydiver, he says she brings her game every time, and she just got beat by Art Collector and the Bluegrass, and then she runs off and wins the Alabama, and then he said Donna Valer. You know, he keeps going. He goes, you know, before I go, I'm going to quit talking. I may talk myself out of how good we are.
Okay, so high praise coming from Bob Baffert. And you can, for those of you who have not heard, a great interview that Gene had with Baffert, you can find it again right on the website, pressboxlts.com, or right here on the Facebook page. So we have arrived at that time, Mr. McLean, where we ask the question, how do you play?
Well, I said last year or a couple of years ago when we were talking about Guarana,
Guarana was a filly that really developed later for Chad Brown. And we talked about her running a better time at Saratoga than Ruffian. And, you know, Ruffian's one of the great fillies of the game and the sport,
sure.
The history of the sport. And, you know, Guarana went on and became really, really a great filly in her own right. You know, there's a filly that not only beat Ruffian's time, but also beat Guarana's time in the test stakes, and that is Gamin. Gamin blew away Guarana's time in the test stakes up at Saratoga. And I just think she's spectacular, Buzzy. I think she's special. I think she could be one of – I really, to be honest, I've said it for now 2 months. If they ran her in the Derby, I would have bet her in the Derby. And
wow.
I think she's that good. I think she's that talented. I certainly think that she can get the distance, and a lot of people say she can't, but I think she is spectacular, and I really think there's nobody better in the business than getting a horse ready for a big race than Bob Baffert. And I'm going to single her on top, especially in the Oaks Derby Double. I'm going to single Gamin, and then I'm going to spread out in the Derby and, you know, Oaks Derby Double with and use about five horses there and try to beat the prohibitive favorite, Tis the Law. And we'll talk more about Tis the Law in our show, our Saturday show,
yes.
Buzzy. But, you know, I really think that Gamin has got this special thing. She's, you know, she has got that special ingredient. They paid $1.8 million for her, so
right.
It's not a surprise. But you really, you know, when you see her on the racetrack, she's got brilliance, she's got presence, she's got speed, and she's got the best trained guru behind her. And you put all those ingredients together, I think she's a world-class talent. And I think whatever, if you get even odds on her, I load up and go to the bank, brother.
All right, brother. Listen, all of Gene's picks, you can find them right here at the PressBoxLPS.com and at the Facebook page for the running of the Kentucky Oaks and Kentucky Oaks, that entire card. And then tomorrow we'll be back to get you set for the Derby. And hopefully you have a big day with the Oaks, and then you can parlay that right back into the Derby. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by Keeneland, by Arlington Park, by Turfway Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Oak Grove Racing, and by Clark Distributing. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a great weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you. We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Well, we'll do that. Before I let you go, though, who's your pick for the Oaks, my friend?
You know, it's tough to go against Gamin. I might, hearing what you said, I might lay a shekel on speech as well. And I certainly don't think you're going to have some of those exotic bombs that might come in during the Derby, but it'll be a good one, and I will look forward to hearing your bombs tomorrow.
Sounds great, my friend. I love you, brother, and take care, and we'll see each other right around that rainbow.
Sounds great. Love you. See you.
See you, brother.